You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Technobite is brought to you by ESET Internet Security. Enjoy safer technology. Hello, Aki.
Good morning, Eusebius. Hope you had a good weekend. Well, you look fantastic. I mean, I saw your post your gym workout this morning.
Well done. You were fastest fingers first. The first one to like it, eh?
I follow you.
How's that for collegiality?
Exactly. Well, good morning, Eusebius. And did you read Mark Zuckerberg's manifesto entitled Building the Global Community last week? Well, he posted this lengthy document. It was about almost 6,000 words talking about where he's taking Facebook in the future and, you know, how the social media giant is going to grow. And it's come under quite a bit of fire from many media outlets across the world. I mean, and I want our listeners to read it and perhaps engage at a later time on Facebook and just their general thoughts on Facebook, because it certainly does control our lives and it can influence how people think. But, I mean, Forbes said that Zuckerberg's letter and will Facebook make Minority Report pre-crime a reality? It said the NPR says Facebook wants great power, but what about responsibility? The Atlantic said the Mark Zuckerberg manifesto is a blueprint for destroying journalism. And another one from the Australian says that Facebook chief Zuckerberg's hollow presidential manifesto. So there are a couple of things playing out here. A lot of people are saying, well, it's, you know, it's his launching of his presidential campaign, because later on in life, I suppose, Mark Zuckerberg, President Zuckerberg, who knows? I mean, if Trump can do it, then anybody can, right? But, you know, when you look at Facebook, and you look at how massive Facebook has become, you know, 1.8 billion people across the globe, you know, and the truth is that Facebook has become this massive tool that influences our lives. We share a lot of information. They're making money from us. And, you know, he uses his philanthropic initiative to say that, you know, he wants to make the world a better place. But the reality is that Facebook is a business. And, you know, are they really interested in us as humanity and extending humanity and making the global place a better place? Or is it more about profits? And there's another sinister, you know, thought process that's going back, you know, around this. And, you know, especially on how Facebook can influence the way we think as media.
I saw this, right? And you and I are going to have to ventilate this properly and maybe even, you know, outside of Technobite, bring you onto this program. When I saw this, I thought, oh, come on, man, the end of journalism, people are exaggerating. And also because I share some of his values, liberal values.
Yes.
You know, he says we want to help people build supportive communities, safe communities, civically engaged communities. He's concerned about things like terrorism. But I would have thought that one of the lessons us journalists would have learned in 2016 is precisely to not think that our echo chamber is the universe.
Thank you very much. And even countries like India, interestingly enough, they've banned Facebook in many areas. So there's a huge debate around this one, and I really wonder what it's all about. And also, you know, if you look at, and I was thinking about this the other day, you know, the philanthropic people, you know, the world's wealthiest people, right, that say they're giving away most of their wealth. My question to you is, if they say they're giving away most of their wealth, why are they still continually year after year on the top 10 list of the wealthiest people in the world?
That's very true.
You know,
that's,
I mean, look at Bill Gates and all the stuff. So there's a lot of debate around this one. So it'll be an interesting one to see. What else have I got for you? Hey, if you're going to be going to Dubai later this year, and I'm not sure if you're going to get into one of these things. I saw this at the CES Consumer Electronics Show. This is an autonomous taxi. Now, you use Uber a lot, but imagine a flying Uber that you can, like, get on your phone and it comes and picks you up, lands, takes off, drops you off where you want to go. And this is the Ehung drone. Now, I saw this Ehung drone at CES about 2 years ago and I said, wow, this is quite interesting. It's a little capsule little device. It's like a giant drone, you know, with four propellers on each corner. And really, it's autonomous. And Dubai, the city of Dubai, are going to leapfrog a lot of technologies because they're going to introduce, they're going to do trials with this Ehung 184, this Chinese drone that can take a payload of a passenger of about 100 kilograms. You can travel 160 kilometers an hour in this thing, and it's got about a range of about 70 kilometers that you can get on and travel with this thing. So it'll be interesting to see, but I don't know how many people
actually
will
run
trust
through
it.
There
no pilot.
The only reason why I didn't react when you said that 2 minutes ago, by the way, is only because I've stopped trying to imagine technology can't really be realized. These are feasible projects.
No, this I saw this thing flying with my own eyes at CES 2 years ago, and I said, no, you know what? People aren't going to get in this thing. It's one thing to get into a car, but for something that flies you by itself with you not having any control, I don't know. But this is becoming a reality, and even Boeing and Airbus are looking at doing these driverless things as well in the future. And then finally, I have with you, and this is in front of you, this is the Mate 9, and this is Huawei's flagship phablet device. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's a beautiful device. Or
another device in there with unique features, apparently different to last week's.
No. the uniqueness about this device is that there aren't too many phablets of that size. And
what's the phablet? What's that?
It's a phablet. It's bigger than your cell phone size. It's where the Note 7 plays, the Samsung Note 7. And a lot of people are saying that the Note 7 at the moment, you know, with all the debacle that they had with the fire, these guys are cashing in on that. It's got a Leica dual lens. The Mate 9 is really impressive. The battery life is incredible on this device. It's beautifully built. And it's one of the best phablets in the market at the moment. And it charges, a full day's charge, in 20 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And how much do they go for?
This is going to go for, that's the thing. It's not cheap. It's going to go for about 14,000.
Reassuringly pricey, as we always say.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Well, that's
it. Are those all the gadgets you have for me?
That's all.
Well, we'll do it again next week. Fabulous, blah, 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 blah. Neologisms and all sorts of other technical
things. Huawei Mate 9, if you're looking for a great phablet, that's the one to go for. Have a great week.
We'll do it again next week. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye.